Doing or not doing as it creeps past North Carolina and Virginia
tonight after the Cardinals on WGIL.
You know, some days it just seems hard to believe that I've been behind a microphone talking to people for 24 years, doesn't it? Today it's one of those days, but that's all right. We'll get through it because, again, it's Friday. It's almost 5:15 at Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. The Oneida-Watauga Fire Department has their annual really big fundraiser they've done the last couple of years. It's pretty cool. It's Fire Fest. And Pat Hennenfent and Watauga's Assistant Fire Chief John O'Connor are both here. I know a different John O'Connor who, among other things, is a reporter and plays Abraham Lincoln around the state, but you're not him, John.
That is not me.
But I'm glad to have both of you nonetheless. Pat, how are you?
Doing fine.
Good, good. How are your fields these days?
They're still there.
Yeah?
We don't know exactly how good they are. I hope we get surprised on the good side, but you know, we'll know here in probably another month or so where it's going to be a late harvest.
Yeah, things are still a little probably too green for your liking, aren't they?
Yeah.
No doubt, but that's a good thing. We've been talking to Pat a few times as this ridiculous weather has wreaked havoc with farms all over the area, that's for sure. So how long has Fire Fest, though, been going on? It's been a couple of years now, right?
This is the third one.
Yeah? How'd it start?
Just a brainstorm of some different people. The owner of the bar there in Watauga kind of came to us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with Motsi's, came to us and said, you know, it started actually after Jimmy's burned up there in Watauga.
That's right.
It kind of was birthed out of that. They wanted to do something to help thank the fire department. So they got on board and the fire department jumped in and the community, and it was really successful.
John, were you on the fire department when that fire broke out?
I was.
Years ago?
Yes, that was a very, very hot day.
Yeah, I can't bother. Well, yeah, on a number of levels too, for sure. But and obviously, we're talking about when Jimmy's Pizza was in Watauga and ended up being destroyed by fire, and it's now since, thankfully for us here, moved to downtown Galesburg. But is that the biggest fire call you'd been on? I know you get all kinds of different fire calls, but I imagine structure fires quite like that aren't the sort of thing that maybe you deal with on a regular basis.
Without a question, yeah, that was by far and again the largest structure fire that I had ever had experience with, even to this day. So, very large.
What generally, what kind of calls do your departments, or how many calls do your departments deal with a year? I imagine they kind of run the gamut from fires to almost everything else, right?
Yeah, so this year in 2019 so far, we've ran 130 calls. And then last year in 2018, we ran a total of 111 first responder calls,
wow,
which obviously covers the majority of our calls, 27 car wrecks, 3 structure fires, so we only had 3 in 2018, and then 9 vehicle fires, 8 grass fires, and then 8, you know, just what we call service calls, lift assists, or just helping the community in whatever fashion we can.
Pat, you end up on a lot of those types of calls, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of double dip. I'm on the fire department. I'm also on the AONW ambulance service.
So you get two checks for that?
Calls. Well, we're a volunteer organization. You have to remember
okay.
that. Even the ambulance service is volunteers. But yeah, we have a great turnout. We have a lot of people that show up on the calls and help our community, and we're really thankful that we've got a good crew that's willing to help out. I mean, we just don't miss a call.
I remember the last time driving through Oneida, I saw one of the big signs up near the highway that was still looking for more volunteers. So, John, you guys can probably use more help and probably all the help you can get, right?
Absolutely. I don't think there's a volunteer department in the state or even in the country that would be turning down any extra people right now. That's definitely something that rural communities especially are really struggling with, and Oneida-Watauga Fire is always willing to take on more eager volunteers.
What got you interested in it, and what keeps you involved?
What got me interested in it was I unfortunately witnessed a couple of vehicle accidents and had kind of strong ties to certain individuals involved in some of those, and so that really made me feel like I should be doing more to be able to kind of help in situations like that. And I just felt like I really had been given a lot from the community growing up. And I thought that this was my way to be able to give back to the community.
Pat, I know we've talked to you about what how you got involved and what keeps you involved, but maybe for folks who don't know, same question for you.
Yeah, I basically got involved when my kids graduated high school and I was done coaching and doing a lot of the school stuff. And I thought, what am I going to do with my time? I was invited to take a first responder class, get on the fire department. From there, I got my EMT license and went on to be on the ambulance service. And just the looks on the faces of people when you help them, it makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, I can imagine.
They're so thankful. And, you know, somebody needs to be there for them.
Fair assessment, John?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than walking through the grocery store and looking at somebody and just giving them that simple little nod and a smile, and you can tell that they really appreciate your help.
In the time that both of you have been serving, and I'll start with you again, John, what would you say you've learned in that time? Or maybe how has firefighting and first responding changed for you in that time?
Well, obviously, as I've become more experienced, I've become more efficient and deliberate and been able to better handle stressful situations. But I think the biggest thing is just it allows you to become a better critical thinker and problem solver. And that's the nature of the beast, is to solve a problem, whether it's a medical emergency, whether somebody's having a stroke, or whether it's a car wreck or somebody's house is burning down. And so you have to deal with not only your emotions, but their emotions and situational distractions, as well as, you know, obvious detriments to what you're trying to accomplish.
If you want to learn how to not handle a stressful situation, join the media. But that's another discussion for another day. So let's talk about the Fire Fest then. Gosh, just by looking at the flyer you brought in, gentlemen, this is, in just a couple of years you've been doing this, this is pretty well grown to be a pretty fun thing.
Pat? It's a great community event, and that's what we really want to do, is bring the community together. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be serving supper from 4 o'clock until whenever we run out. We'll be having pork chops, pork burgers, hot dogs, nachos, maybe some other things too. So we will be serving that from 4 till probably at least 7, or maybe a little bit later if we still have food left. We have games for the kids. We have it's like a house that has fire in the windows. You get to shoot a hose and knock the fire down.
Ooh.
We have a bounce house, which is a big fire truck that they can come and play in.
Very cool.
We're going to have some boards out for bags. We'll have different games for the people to do. You know, we just want to get the community involved and just have a nice picnic in the park.
That's fantastic. And I know that you're... Obviously, you're doing this to raise funds. I see that there are some drawings and raffles and things like that too, right?
Yeah, we also have a little pedal track or a little pedal car that's a fire truck. It's really cool. It has a little ladder on the side. we're going to be raffling that off, so anybody that wants to can buy tickets. We'll raffle that off that night and hopefully get a good turnout. We'll have 50-50 drawings. We'll just do a lot of different things, you know, to try to keep people involved and have a lot of fun for the community.
I know we've talked about a number of times with the various folks. John, the proceeds, I imagine, one, help buy fire equipment, which I imagine is probably kind of with the way that changes over the years, it's probably hard to keep up with, isn't it?
Absolutely. Our job is consistently changing, and we are constantly finding better ways to do the tasks that we are required to do. And so the better tools you have to do a situation, the better off you're going to be. So we are very grateful for our fire protection district and their support. But we always are looking to take ourselves to that next level.
What would you say is your greatest need equipment-wise right now?
I would say right now, probably... I mean, we're sitting pretty well right now, but probably our biggest need right now would be rescue struts to stabilize vehicle accidents so that
we can
move about the vehicle safely and do what we need to do.
When I think of, and I've been to a number of car accident scenes as a reporter, I guess I don't necessarily think about those things and needing to kind of, in some cases, stabilize the situation as you're responding to it.
Yeah, the way it works, I mean, when we get to a scene, The most important thing is our safety, because we can't help you if we in turn get in trouble and get hurt ourselves.
Sure, sure.
So the first thing we want to do is make sure the vehicle is stable, won't roll, won't fall over, won't do anything that would be a detriment to our safety. And the struts are really good because they will lock into the vehicle and keep it from tipping in any direction. And it sounds like something very basic, but we're talking thousands of dollars for a set of struts.
Well, yeah, when you're in a, when a car has kind of been wrecked or is in bad shape, anything could go wrong, right?
Right, especially if you've got one that's on its top or on its side. You always have that worry. Or down in a ditch at a bad angle. There's a lot of accidents where we need, you know, that kind of support so that we can be safe and get the patient out safely. That's the big thing, is getting them out and getting them to the hospital.
You mentioned this, I apologize, but again, I'm just as forgetful as I can be today. Apparently, you have a live band tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, the band Bone Sauce will be playing. We'll have a stage set up there, and they will be playing from, I think, 7 to 11.
Okay.
And if you've ever heard them, they are a lot of fun and have play some really good music.
All right, so talk about the times and the when and the where.
We're going to be at 4 o'clock. We're going to be closing down the street, right, the main street going through Watauga. We'll have it shut down. We're going to have different games set around. We will serve from 4 till probably around 7, 7:30. As long as we have food, we'll keep serving.
Very good.
We'll have the games for the kids and things for people to do. And we sure would like to see everybody come out and support the Oneida Watauga Fire Department.
Absolutely. Hopefully you'll get so many people there, you'll have to close more of downtown Watauga off, right?
That would be great.
There you go.
As many people remember beautiful downtown Watauga
of course.
All the Jimmy's ads.
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful downtown Watauga. All right. Anything we're forgetting about Fire Fest tomorrow, gentlemen?
Just any extra food that we'll have left over, we'll go ahead and auction off for people to purchase. So we got pork loins and pork burgers and hot dogs and everything else. So come hungry and bring some home for your fridge.
Absolutely. All right, John O'Connor, Pat Henenfent, Oneida Watauga Fire Fest tomorrow down in beautiful downtown Watauga, starting again at 4 in the afternoon. Gentlemen, thanks. Thanks for all you do, and good luck tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.